Fishes have been around a long time and have evolved into very diverse groups. Class Actinopterygii, or the rayfin fishes, are a prime example. This group is the largest group of fishes and make up half of all living vertebrates. Sturgeons, paddlefish, minnow suckers, as well as pufferfish and seahorses are all members of this class. The Actinopterygii illustrate how the evolution of jaws and fins has led to immense variety of feeding types and body forms. With the rayfin fishes being such a diverse group, it is difficult to put together a set of shared derived characters. However, ancestral characters do include bony bilateral paired segmented fin rays, bone-derived ganoid or lasmoid-type scales, fins that are attached to the body by fin rays, and branchiostegal rays, which are bony rays supporting the gill membranes behind the lower jaw. Early lineages of the rayfin fishes exhibit some interesting evolutionary trends within these characters and give us an illustration of the major patterns of change in morphology within the group. The extant bitchers, sturgeons, paddlefish, gars, and bowfins of today demonstrate some of these changes. The bitchers are represented by one family within Actinopterygii, and it has been debated whether or not they actually belong here. One of the main characters distinguishing rayfin fishes is the presence of branchiostegal rays, which allow these fish to utilize suction in feeding. Bitchers, however, do not possess these at any point in their life. They all possess a fused jaw, which cannot rotate, and therefore the bitcher doesn't really fit into the more modern telaz group, but is more of a second cousin, if you will. Another fish thrown into the rayfin fishes that just doesn't quite fit are the sturgeons and paddlefish. Dubbed a relic fish that is left over, these guys do have one branchiostegal ray, an asymmetrical shark-like caudal fin, and also have a fused jawbone that cannot rotate. This group also has a couple of unique characters, like five rows of scutes, which are modified scales, on the sturgeons, and the paddlefish, which have a long, paddle-like snout covered with taste bud-like sensors. Next in line of the primitive rayfin fishes are the gars. These fish possess a slightly asymmetrical tail and still have a fused maxilla jaw form, but they do possess three branchiostegal rays. They also have a long jaw and are piscivores, which means that they are sit-and-wait predators. Finally, we have the bowfins, which are represented today by only one species. This fish still has a slightly asymmetrical and unforked caudal fin, but has evolved a different kind of scale called a lasmoid. This type of scale is lighter than the ancestral ganoid type. Bowfins also have 10 to 13 branchiostegal rays and have a jaw that is no longer fused to the skull and can rotate. And this brings us to the telaz group, which possess a symmetrical tail, elasmoid scales, 2 to 32 branchiostegal rays, and a premaxilla with teeth and a maxilla which can rotate and act as a lever to create suction when feeding. These changes from an asymmetrical to symmetrical tail, ganoid to elasmoid scales, branchiostegal rays, and a jaw morphology which allows suction represent a general trend toward a lighter, more maneuverable body type and a more effective and efficient foraging capability. The trade-off between a symmetrical tail, which doesn't provide lift, is counteracted by the swim bladder for buoyancy and lighter scales. These living early lineage fish, bitchers, sturgeons, paddlefish, gars, and bowfins, each illustrate a minor step toward more modern telaz fish, which are so diverse and abundant in our waters today.